You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The queer Adelaide rock group The Envy Threats have recently released their sophomore album Happy Birthday. Yesterday I spoke to Stu Patterson, the vocalist, saxophonist and clarinetist of the group, about Happy Birthday as they arrived in Sydney for their Australia tour just prior to them heading off to the EU and UK for their, or Europe, sorry, for their EU and UK tour. Here is our brief chat. The Empty Threats were here in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, not that long ago for Junk back in June. How has it been since? What's been going on?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've been missing Aotearoa a lot. We love it over there.
Love to hear it.
We hope to be back very soon. But since then, we were playing a couple of shows at Dark Mofo in Tasmania, in Australia, and a few other tours with other respective bands, and now we're on our Australia tour, and then off to Europe in 3 weeks.
True, busy as. We'll touch on Europe in a little bit, but first let's discuss Happy Birthday, which is your sophomore album that was released via Antidismal and Short Corner Records this week, which is very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday to you all.
What shifts can we expect from this album compared to your debut album, Monster Truck Mondays, back in 2023?
I think it's a bit more of a darker album, definitely more of like a insular looking in and kind of working on all of our own problems in life that we're kind of going through a year and a half ago when we started writing this. Yeah, so a lot darker than the Monster Truck Mondays, I'd say.
Which kind of leads on to my next question, which is, you know, the term Happy Birthday is a little bit ironic, I guess, in this album. What does Happy Birthday then represent if this is a dark album? And would you say this album is a celebration?
A celebration to... Actually, I'm not really. I think we're. I wish I had the rest of the band with me, but we do tend to enjoy writing bodies of work that have like a particular meaning. Like Monster Truck Mondays is more of a politically charged album, and then the name Monster Truck Mondays just absolutely it doesn't mean much. You know, we like having that contrast, and I suppose with this one, that's a very dark album, but then has a really happy name. So we kind of like that contrast in a way. But yeah, we kind of came up with the name. When we were touring through France last year, the crowd started singing Happy Birthday to our videographer, Lewis, in French, and we got a nice screen recording of the video, and then stuck that into the end of the album, and we kind of finished the album and put that there, and we're like, all right, let's just sing Happy Birthday.
I did notice that at the end there, and just if we're talking about the curation of this album as a whole, what was that process look like?
So... this one was a lot more of a quicker turnaround. So we did this one in 2 months compared to Monster Truck Mondays, which was I think that one took about 8 to 10 months. So we went to Southern Flinders Ranges, which is about 5 hours north of Adelaide in South Australia, and for a place called Aotearoa, which is northern Lindon, essentially desert country. Yeah, nothing there apart from kangaroos, goats, and a couple of dead trees. And so we were there for 2 weeks and just decided to, just hunker down for 2 weeks in the desert and write this album.
Yeah, and speaking more to that, I just want to reiterate what the band did. Yeah, you guys locked yourself away for 2 weeks at an old sheep ranch in the remote rural Flinders Ranges, as you said, 5 hours north of your hometown in Adelaide, with no internet accessibility and very minimal accessibility to power sources. It's a pretty gnarly feat. Why go about this process in such an extreme, I guess maybe not extreme, but in such a unique way maybe? And how does this show in the album?
Well, we kind of like the extremities of these sort of things. Like having 2 weeks where you just hunkered down, you got no internet, we only had a generator to give us power for when we wanted to plug our guitar amps in and really just get into the mindset of what this album was going to be and the world that it was going to be. And I suppose that's why maybe a lot of it has darker topics, and I think a lot of us were kind of going through our own things at the time. So I think it's a reflection of that time that we wrote this. It's a nice thing to snap up.
And you mentioned Europe a bit earlier in this interview. You're heading to, the Empty Threats are heading to Europe. Where will you be playing, and how are you feeling heading up to the Northern Hemisphere?
Yeah, we love it. We love it up there. We really feel like we yeah, just get treated really well. But it's kind of the same with Aotearoa as well. Every time we go there, we feel like a real band doing things, and people seem to like it, and they look after us, they feed us, they house us. Yeah. Europe in particular, we're very excited for in a few weeks' time.
And you've mentioned Aotearoa quite a lot in this interview, which, look, love to hear it. Love to hear the love for New Zealand. You mentioned that you are wanting to come back here. Can we expect a specific date, maybe? Because I saw you guys at Junk, and you guys were brilliant. So awesome. And, you know, I can't wait to see you guys again. So is there a specific date in mind, or even month, or anything like that?
Well, we're talking with Lara at the moment from Junk Mail, and lovely person. I saw them at Big Sound a week ago, actually, with Ringlet. They're over there. Very stoked them. But yeah, we're talking with them. We'll hopefully get us back end of the year, latest early next year. So it's definitely in the works. Yeah, until we move over, you know, we're just going to move over. I think that's going to be the key.
And look, we're looking forward to the Empty Threats moving over eventually here to Tamaki Makaurau. That was Stu Patterson from the Empty Threats about the band's latest album, Happy Birthday. Now, we're going to play a couple of tracks from that album, starting with Sky's Theme, which is about a dog on the ranch they recorded the album on. Sky was a stray dog that used to hang out, so it's sort of the song's about sort of the love for dogs and also remembering Stu's own dog as well. So yeah, this is Sky's Theme.
Dusty rooms, half-lit cigarettes, your hair stuck within the fabric of my car. Sunsets go, feelings stay. My best friend forever. Bricks that burn, the summer heat fills these lungs. The tears evaporate through the fire, through the fire. I owe myself to you, the fire.
And that song there was The One, which is another track from the Empty Threat's newest album, or sophomore album as well, Happy Birthday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.